Welcome back, 1221, 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And on this Friday afternoon, it's time to check in with Tammy Bruce, radio talk show host, New York Times bestselling author, Fox News contributor, and, of course, a Washington Times columnist. Today, if you pick up the paper front page of the commentary section, you'll see Tammy's offering. It's called, "Is the GOP Deliberately Trying to Sabotage the 2014 Midterms?" Hi, Tammy. How are you?
I'm fine. Thanks for having me on again. I really appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you joining me. Wow, after reading this today, I want you to run for president or at least head to the RNC.
Well, you know, this is what we all are striving for. I mean, it is the party of Lincoln. It's the party of Reagan. We care about it. If we didn't care about it, if we didn't understand the imperative of a conservative victory in November, I would have been writing about probably my cat or something. So, we all want this to survive. And with people who are politicians who know how to run it, you know, we understand that politics is the pursuit of power, and that involves sometimes compromise, and it involves influencing and working with people who are your opposition. But what's happening right now with the GOP does not seem to be anything that would further the conservative ideal or even, frankly, win in November, which is what got me started thinking, God, are they really that stupid, or do they really perhaps have an interest in not becoming the majority party?
Yeah. You know, I know that you focused initially in your piece about Kathy McMorris Rodgers. I do have to admit, I watched the response, and I went, oh, there's a very nice lady sitting on her sofa in her living room, and, you know, this is what, the all-American woman. But the difference in watching her yesterday on Fox News versus what I saw Tuesday night was stark. It was...
That's it. That's what people look. These are for people who are maybe going to be watching that after the State of the Union. These are people that we want to influence and who don't know. And I explain in my article, for those of us who've met that woman, how impressive she is, the dynamic that she presents, that she's charismatic. She is moved up within this system that, in all honesty, the political system itself for both sides has not been friendly to women who have minds of their own. And she does. And yet, you'd think, you know, at the State of the Union, she's going to hand you out, I think, you know, like a juice box at the end. I mean, it was really not, and she's obviously, what's compelling about her is the family that she has, commitment to that. She was not married when she came into the Congress. Her life has been transformed. She is incredibly powerful, well-liked, and smart. And yet, that's one of the problems. Now, somebody like Representative McMorris Rodgers is exactly the kind of person who I believe, in seeing what occurred, will hopefully say never again. Mm-hmm. That she was put in that position. We had a great opportunity. And some speechwriter consultant ground her into nothingness.
Yeah. And, you know, it's no wonder Alex Wagner on MSNBC asked where the needle point was. You know, it was just so staged. And honestly, when I saw her yesterday, she was a totally different person and the kind of person that I would enjoy sitting and talking with, you know. So it really was different. Now, I agree with you on another thing. Mia Love is a great choice. I had the opportunity to sit with her last year at an event here in town. I also spoke with her on the air at the Republican National Convention. She is very, very sharp, and I think she would have been perfect.
Well, and nothing against McMorris Rodgers or anyone else, but if you were really thinking about winning in November and really thinking about how to convey the conservative ideal and showing people who we represent, a woman, a minority woman, a woman from Utah, Mia Love would have been it. We know that she is, of course, at the convention in 2012, lit a fire under everyone. In 4 to 5 minutes, she transformed her own campaign, what people knew about her, and the Republican effort in and of itself. But I have to tell you, Andy, this is the problem, is that they, I think, are afraid of a woman like Mia Love, the machine is, the leadership, because she is specifically her own woman and does convey the conservative ideal. She brought it to Obama during that convention. in the first minute and a half, Andy, whoever wrote her speech there for the response, praised Barack Obama as somebody who wants what's best for this country. I would say that that is highly improbable with what we have seen. And it's not the job of the GOP to praise Barack Obama. He's got the media to do that. He's got every other media outlet, except, of course, for entities like Fox and the Washington Times and other independent entities. But we were in some bit of trouble. And my harshest question, which is the title, is the GOP actually trying to deliberately sabotage the midterm election because perhaps they are more comfortable being the minority party and they do not want to stop this train to big government that will be irreversible? Because if we win in November, we can reverse it, and maybe GOP leadership doesn't want it reversed.
Wow. That's almost bizarre. All right, and I want to take you to immigration reform because obviously this is very close to us, and I mean right down the road in Cambridge, Maryland. The RNC is meeting for some strategy session, their winter meetings or something, and all we're hearing is that John Boehner and Eric Cantor and Paul Ryan, they're working on this path to citizenship or whatever you want to call it, the amnesty bill, and it's scaring the heck out of Republicans and conservatives all around the country.
Yeah, that is the other confirmation that if they wanted to, in fact, have Republicans stay home in November, this would be the way to do it.
Yeah.
The party is also somewhat fractured, and there is, and I'm not saying that we don't need to deal with that issue. I'm not saying that health care, as an example, also doesn't need to be reformed and dealt with. But my God, tomorrow's going to be February. We're this close to taking this nation back and healing her and getting her back on her feet. And at a strategy session for an election year, what are they doing? They're not talking about how do we get Mia Love elected. They're not talking about how do we reverse Obamacare. They're not talking about, you know, what are we going to do when we win. They're talking about one of Obama's pet projects.
Yeah.
Which is, and it's even worse. They're talking about just legalization, not even making illegal alien citizens. Look, that's worse. Either do it or don't. Because I also don't want a slave class that is brought in that is at a level lower than, quote, other people. I mean, you can imagine what the Democrats are going to do with that. It is the most bizarre approach, but it's not bizarre if you, in fact, don't want to take the Senate in November. And this is where the grassroots comes in, Andy. This is where people have to resolve, like in 2010, to do it for the country despite Republican leadership.
Yep. It is, it's a great piece, and I urge everyone to read it. Is the GOP deliberately trying to sabotage the 2014 midterms? It's by Tammy Bruce. It's front page commentary section and online at WashingtonTimes.com. Great stuff. Thank you, Tammy. We'll do it again.
Thank you, dear.
See ya. Tammy Bruce, it's 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. Stay tuned. Golden Hammer Award of the Week with Philip Swartz on the way.